This is the best of the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Today, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Camille of Monolith Financial Group. So Camille, for years, you know this, annuities have gotten a bad rap. People talk about how expensive they are, all these strings that are attached, your money's locked up forever. I could just go on and on with all the cons that people say about annuities. But here's the deal. Private company pensions are dying out. And the tide is starting to turn a little bit with younger baby boomers, like about my age, I'm 63. And then even Gen Xers are showing a little more interest and annuities as part of a retirement strategy. You've seen this, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that is one of the biggest things that a lot of people, when they come into our office, either they already have an opinion about an annuity, they've had one and they've had a bad experience with it, or they just don't understand them because they've just heard constantly that, you know, they're bad and they don't know why. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's always so interesting because, well, we're going, tell me a little bit more about what you know about them or why you think they're a bad thing. And we're not here to say you need to have one in your plan. There is a purpose and there's a reason behind them. But one of the biggest things I always like to say is, well, if you have a pension or have you ever heard of a pension, wouldn't you like to have one of those in your retirement plan? Uh-huh. People are like, yeah.
Right.
Like, of course I would, but my company doesn't offer one. And I'm going, you don't have to have an employer-sponsored pension. You can create one on your own and actually have it be a little bit more on your terms as far as the way you can access your money. So we call them self-directed pensions a lot of times because we're usually doing annuities for guaranteed income, you know, to add to that income bucket because most people want an income that they can't outlive. I mean, Luann, if I guaranteed you, you know, $3,000 a month to come into your bank account each and every single month and without working, I gave you a raise, would you take that?
Of course. I'd go, yes. Tell me more.
Exactly. And that's exactly where, you know, we have to sit down and sometimes we have to go, okay, how can annuity work in your plan? But you do have to understand how they work in order to achieve your goals. That's one of the biggest misconceptions is people aren't told the cost or any limitations or the growth that they should expect. One of the biggest things I always tell people is annuities weren't here to compete with the growth you can get inside the market. They're more of kind of a bond replacement. When you think of kind of this triangle of what people want, you want growth, they want liquidity, and they want safety. Well, a lot of times, you know, you can't have something that's going to have all three.
Right. That's what I've learned from you.
Yeah.
There's not one thing you can do with all those three.
No, I wish there was. But, you know, a lot of times we're just like, okay, if you want safety, we're probably going to give up a little bit of the growth. Is that okay if we're talking about your income?
Right.
And that's why we sit down with you and we've got this big old whiteboard in our conference room and I draw out these red, blue, green buckets. And we talk about what you should expect in these different buckets, you know, your safe money, your kind of emergency money, your income bucket, and then your risk bucket. And there's reasons you don't take the same amount of risk on all of them and that some of them may be more or less liquid. And so a lot of, I've seen recently, and I know Allianz did a recent survey, so Allianz for Lifetime Income, they did a survey and 71% of younger investors were interested in annuities as part of their overall retirement income plan.
Yeah.
So it's great to see that mindset change because more and more people are realizing that guaranteed income is really important in their plan and they want a little bit more of that guaranteed or safety aspect. Because if you know you've got X amount of money coming in no matter what happens, how would that make you feel? How much more comfortable could your retirement be knowing, hey, if I'm only spending $4,000, but I've got, you know, $6,000 guaranteed coming in every single month, are you gonna feel pretty safe and secure as far as your income versus expenses?
Most definitely.
Yeah, I would definitely say so. And that's what we like to achieve with annuities. But you do have to understand how they work. And we're always big proponents on educating our clients about how they work in their plan and the pros and cons. One of the things I like to say is, if somebody's just telling you all the good things about something and they have nothing bad to say about a product or investment, you're probably not being told the whole story. There's always a good or bad. There's always a give or take, but you need to understand what that means for you.
Okay. So if you are listening and you're thinking, maybe this is something I am looking for, or at least like to talk to Jeff and Camille a little bit more about that, understand the difference between protected income and maybe money, right? You don't want to have maybe money in your retirement income. So let me give you the phone number, because you can take action today and give them a call. 916-367-6430 is the number to call. You can go in and talk to them about your own retirement roadmap. They call it the Monolith Money Map. They're offering this to you complimentary to talk to you and come up with strategies for your retirement income. 916-367-6430. We do ask that you have $200,000 saved for retirement, though they do help people who have saved quite a bit more than that. But that is what we ask. How do we find that right balance between protection and growth? If you could just kind of go through that real quick.
So we actually had a lady who listened to us on the radio. She came in and she had all of her money in the stock market. And she didn't really understand exactly how risky she was or whatnot. But we asked her, you know, what's important? What do you want as part of your retirement plan? And, you know, the biggest concern of hers was, I don't want to run out of money. I want to make sure that I constantly am getting enough income. And so we actually stress test her plan, looked at, you know, we've got a great program and we use our Monolith Money Map to discover what needs to be in her plan. So we said, okay, you want a little bit more income. And we looked at her risk too. Well, she had enough where she could actually just stick all of her money under the mattress.
Oh, wow.
And pull money out basically as she needed. The problem is, hopefully nothing happens to the mattress, no flood, no fires, anything like that. Because you wouldn't want to do that.
No.
But, you know, she didn't have to risk a lot, yet her current way she was investing, she was really risky. So it wasn't about, you know, making a bunch of money. It was about keeping her money. And that's really what you have to discover is understand, I only need to make 4%. Well, then why am I risking to make 10%? Because it's not usually the growth that could potentially hurt your plan. It's the losses that could really make a big detriment to your retirement plan and providing that comfort and confidence. So that's what we're here to help you achieve. Understand how much risk do you actually need in order to be successful in retirement. So give us a call. Let us help you discover exactly how much protection and growth you need on your retirement money. Our number is 916-367-6430.
We're talking about annuities today. I think a lot of people have questions about them and they maybe even have feelings towards them. But here's the deal. The certain thing is today's annuities are just a world away from what your parents and your grandparents had. Camille, I want you to talk about right now just how much has changed with the income tools that we have for retirement today.
One of the biggest changes I'm going to have to say that I've seen with a lot of annuities that have come out on the market is they're offering increasing income. It used to be that you would get an annuity. If it had guaranteed income on it, then they'd say, okay, we're going to pay you $2,000 a month for the rest of your life, no increases. Well, we're experiencing it right now. There's inflation. So $2,000 today in 10 or 20 years, that's not going to buy you as much.
Right.
So you need to have that growth. And that's where, you know, a lot of people are going, okay, the income is great now, but how am I going to make up for that in future years? Well, that's what a lot of these newer plans offer. And so I always like to joke around and just say, how would you like a guaranteed paycheck and I'm going to give you raises every single year, but you don't have to work for it?
Sign me up.
You can stay retired, but I'm still going to give you a raise. Is that okay?
Yeah. Who gets a raise in retirement? Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. You don't. And it's not just a COLA raise either.
Right. That's so good. Yeah.
here's another big difference is the indexes. It used to be, okay, they were just tied to the growth of the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ or the Dow Jones. There's so many different indexes out there that are really cool. And sometimes those indexes and the way they're invested for you, well, they're making moves and changes, but guess what? You don't have to, in most cases, at least a lot of the annuities we use, which are fixed index annuities. We'll talk about the difference on annuities later.
I want to ask.
But a lot of times you don't have to participate in the downside. You get to participate on the upside. So it's a really cool way to, you know, take quote unquote risk without the actual market risk. And one of my other favorite ones, because we're in California and there's not a lot of standalone long-term care policies anymore out there. It's also really hard to get them.
Right.
So annuities can actually provide a way for you to get access to long-term care. So instead of getting $2,000 a month, they'll maybe pay you $4,000 a month if you can't just simply do two of the active daily living functions. And you can get in-home health care.
That's amazing.
So, if you're thinking, I just need a little extra protection, but maybe you're not in the best health, you couldn't qualify for a long-term care, well, an annuity actually might be a perfect tool to help fill that hole in your retirement plan. Once again, it's all about, you tell me, and I always kind of like to say, you know, tell me the cake that we're baking. You know, is it like a Black Forest cake or something? And then I'll go and get the ingredients. I'm not going to go out and buy blackberries for a black forest cake. I'm
going to get cherries. That's right.
So, you know, you got to make sure you have the proper tools. And that's what we do is, you know, how do we achieve what you want done in your retirement plan?
Okay. So I think one of the most confusing things about annuities is that there are so many. So I would like you to go over the various kinds that are available today for us, Camille, please.
Yeah, so there are essentially four different types of annuities. The first one is an immediate annuity. These are going to be more like your traditional pension plans. Basically, the way these work is you've got a lump sum of money, and then based on the age, that company's going to say, hey, you're 67 and, you know, we're saying you might live until 85, so based on the actuarial tables, we're going to pay you 5% for the rest of your life.
Okay.
And then you don't get to have access. So it works as far as you deposit money and they pay you back some of your money over time. And that money is no longer yours. So if you passed away, then that money is poof, gone in a lot of instances. Mm-hmm. There are where you can do like a 10 or 20 year pay where essentially you're guaranteeing, okay, if I pass away in 10 years, then it's going to pay out the remainder of those 10 years. But in most cases, that money is no longer yours and it doesn't go to anyone. So
that doesn't sound like a good one. Sorry.
They're not our favorites. Yeah. You know, we've sold a total of three. And it's because the client really just wanted an immediate annuity. Okay. And, you know, we talked about the pros and cons and they just went, nope, that's the one I want. And so, you know, we listen to you.
Yeah.
You know, just because we have different opinions doesn't mean we're not going to do what you want. Because at the end of the day, it's your money.
Exactly.
The second one that we have is a deferred annuity. So that's money you put in either a bunch of money all at once, or you start to contribute or, you know, make additional deposits along the way. So that way in the future, you can maybe have actual income you can take later on. So that would be a better plan for someone who's maybe a little bit younger. Then there's a fixed annuity. The simplest way we like to talk about just a fixed annuity is that when you're looking at it, and it's just a fixed, it's not a fixed index annuity. Fixed annuity is they offer a fixed rate of return for a certain amount of time. So it's like a CD a lot of times.
Oh, okay.
So simple to remember, fixed annuity is like a CD.
Okay.
Now, a fixed index annuity, and those can be called FIAs. I've heard them called hybrid annuities.
Oh, yes,
before.
Hybrid. Yeah. Uh-huh. Right.
So that's one where yes, they still offer that fixed rate because remember, it's got fixed in the name, mm-hmm. but it also has the word index in the name.
Which means
so market. You can have part of the growth okay. of the index without the downside risk.
Without the downside risk. Okay.
Yes. So for example, there's one out right now. I know that it's giving, it says, okay, you can have 50% of what the S&P 500 does and you can buy into that index on that annuity. And so if the index goes up 10%, you get 5%. But if the index goes down 15%, you just get zero. So it's a way for some better growth in those annuities.
Yeah.
And those we tend to like a lot. But we always say you have to be aware of how these indexes work because there's caps, spreads, participation rates, all these factors that go into it. So, you know, it's important to understand what questions to ask. And we're here to help either give you a list of questions to ask or come on in and we'll help you discover what questions to ask, especially if you already have one or looking at one. And this is the last annuity, probably the one that most people have heard of and the one that gave some of the worst rap around annuities right. is a variable annuity.
Okay. Variable. So, okay.
Variable. So it's in the name. It varies, mm-hmm.
yeah.
right?
Right. Yeah.
So basically with these, you're buying a mutual fund, but then you've got this life insurance wrapper around the whole policy. So you're still subject to the ups and downs of the market, but a lot of them will have these income riders on them. And so they'll either pay you out a guaranteed amount. Those usually I don't see that have the increasing income. And then a lot of times they're such high in fees. I've seen them as high as 4.5%.
Oh dear.
And those are maybe with the income riders. Without an income rider, I've seen it, you know, you're paying just to own this basically mutual fund account, you're paying, you know, maybe 2.1, 2.3% because there's these admin fees, these mortality and expense fees, the sub-account fees, which is the mutual fund cost inside them. So it's important for you to understand the fees and then also on any annuity, how can I access my money? What's the expected growth that I should see? And is there any guaranteed growth that I can expect? And if I take money out, does that guaranteed growth go away? That's okay. a big, big one that we've seen.
Right, right. So with that many varieties of an annuity, you might be going, how am I going to figure out which one makes the most sense for me? Well, guess what? You can call Camille and go in and see Jeff and Camille at their office, 916-367-6430. That's the number to call. Or you can maybe just have a phone call. Do you just do phone calls too, Camille?
Oh, yeah. We do phone calls. We do Zoom. So
Zoom meetings.
We're here to help you achieve your goals in retirement. So sometimes we start off with a phone call, but we always love to get to know you and hopefully at least meet you in person because we are definitely that firm who enjoys that person-to-person interaction.
Exactly. 916-367-6430 is the number to call. Plus, check them out yourself, Monolith Financial. com. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Camille. Real quick, if we already own an annuity, are we locked in or can we make some changes?
Most of the time you can make changes. So if you own an annuity, what we'll actually do is we have this little one-page sheet that we go over all these different questions. So we'll find out what are the fees you're paying? Have you taken money out of it? How does it grow for you? Basically, if there's an income rider on it, then when can you turn that on? Or is there different brackets essentially where, okay, if you're between 65 and 70, they're going to pay you out 4% versus if you wait until 70, 71, they're going to pay you 4.5%. So we want to help explain the annuities that you already have so that you understand, okay, here's what I've got. Is there room for improvement? And we've helped numerous families get out of annuities that maybe weren't fully explained to them or that offer better benefits. Just for example, we had a client family and life changes. And mm-hmm. so the goal for this money they had in annuity was no longer for income. they actually wanted to leave it as a death benefit to their children. So now we went, okay, what's going to give the best death benefit? And with any time that you are moving annuity from one to the other, the annuity company is going to make sure that also it's in your best interest and that they're comparing the two side by side. So I do love that, because then you're seeing, okay, what are the pros and cons? If I'm giving up anything, what is it? Are there surrender fees? So I'm going to pay anything to get out of it. Is there a bonus that I get on going into this new one? But this couple, we were able to get them out of this income annuity because they said, we haven't started taking it for income and I want to leave as much money as I possibly can to my kids. So we were able to move them into an annuity that gave them a 20% bonus going in, and then the death benefit kept climbing as their account value was climbing as well. And so, you know, from day one, and this isn't with everyone's situation is different, but from day one, we were able to provide their children a better death benefit right off the bat. So it all depends on what you're looking for and what else is out there. But the good news is we sit there and we'll compare them for you and help you understand how maybe getting out and moving into a new one makes sense for you and what it achieves for you.
916-367-6430. That is the number to call to go in for an appointment or maybe have a Zoom call. All complimentary. We do ask you saved at least $200,000 for retirement. This has been the Best of the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday and Sunday. And to find out more about the team, go to their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated.